Welcome to the OCR GCSE Music Revision Podcast. I'm your tutor today, and we're diving deep into one of the most important topics in your entire music GCSE, the use of musical elements. Whether you're sitting your listening exam, writing a comparison essay, or putting the finishing touches on your composition portfolio, understanding how to identify, name, and analyze musical elements is absolutely essential. So let's get started. First, let me give you the big picture. Musical elements are the building blocks of all music. Every piece of music ever written, from a Baroque concerto to a film score to a pop song, is made up of these elements working together. Your job as a GCSE music student is to be able to identify them precisely, name them using the correct Italian terminology, and most importantly, explain the effect they create. That last part is where most marks are won or lost. Now, before we go any further, I want to give you the single most important revision tool for this topic. It's an acronym, and I want you to memorize it right now. Are you ready? It's DRP-SMETH. DRP-SMETH. Let's break it down. D is for dynamics, R is for rhythm, P is for pitch, S is for structure, M is for melody, I is for instrumentation, T is for texture, and H is for harmony. Every time you listen to an extract in your exam, go through DRP-SMETH systematically. It will stop you from missing marks. Right, let's go through each element in detail. Starting with dynamics, the D in DRP-SMETH. Dynamics refers to the volume or intensity of the music. In your exam, you must use Italian terminology. The full scale runs from pianissimo, that's PP, which means very quiet, through piano, which is P for quiet, mezzo piano, which is MP for moderately quiet, mezzo forte, which is MF for moderately loud, forte, which is F for loud, and finally fortissimo, which is FF for very loud. But dynamics isn't just about fixed volume levels. You also need to know about changes in dynamics. A crescendo is a gradual increase in volume. A diminuendo, sometimes called a decrescendo, is a gradual decrease in volume. And sforzando, written as SF-SID, means a sudden, forced accent on a single note or chord. Here's a really important distinction that candidates often get wrong. Terrace dynamics. That's when the music jumps suddenly from one dynamic level to another with no gradual change, is a key feature of Baroque music. Think of a Baroque concerto where the full orchestra plays forte and then suddenly the soloist plays piano. There's no crescendo in between, it just switches. This is called terrace dynamics. In contrast, Romantic music uses graduated dynamics, those long, sweeping crescendos and diminuendos that build tension over many bars. Knowing this difference is crucial for your comparison questions. Moving on to tempo, how fast or slow the music is. Again, Italian terms are essential. Allegro means fast and lively. Moderato means at a moderate pace. Andante means walking pace, so quite slow and steady. Adagio means slow. Largo means very slow. Then there are tempo changes. Accelerando means gradually getting faster. Ritardando or rallentando means gradually getting slower. Rubato is a really interesting one. It means the performer takes expressive freedom with the tempo, slightly speeding up and slowing down for emotional effect. You'll often hear rubato in romantic piano music. Now let's talk about articulation. This is how individual notes are played or sung. Staccato means short and detached. You'll see dots above or below the notes. Legato means smooth and connected. Notes flow into each other with no gaps. An accent mark, which looks like a greater than symbol, means that note should be emphasized. Tremolo is a rapid repetition of a single note or rapid alternation between two notes. It creates a shimmering, tense effect, and you'll hear it a lot in film music to build suspense. Pizzicato means plucking the strings of a bowed instrument like a violin or cello. Arco means returning to using the bow after pizzicato. Vibrato is a slight, rapid variation in pitch used by string players and singers to add warmth and expression. Now, texture, the T in DRP-SMETH. Texture describes the layers of sound and how they relate to each other. Monophonic texture means a single melody line with no accompaniment, just one voice or instrument on its own. Homophonic texture means a melody with chordal accompaniment, like a singer with a guitar strumming chords underneath. Polyphonic texture, also called counterpoint, means two or more independent melodic lines played simultaneously. You'll hear this in Baroque music. Bach is the master of polyphony. Unison means all parts playing or singing the same notes at the same time, and a drone is a sustained or repeated note, usually in the bass, held underneath a melody, common in folk music and Indian classical music. Here's a critical mistake to avoid. Do not confuse texture with dynamics. Texture is about the number of layers and how they relate. Dynamics is about volume. A thick texture is not the same as a loud dynamic. Examiners see this confusion every year and it costs marks. Let's move on to pitch. Pitch refers to how high or low a sound is. In your exam, you might be asked to identify whether a melody moves by step, that's conjunct motion, moving to adjacent notes, or by leap, that's disjunct motion, jumping over notes. You should also know about chromaticism, which is the use of notes outside the main key, often creating tension or an unsettling effect. Chromaticism is widely used in film music to create unease or danger. A glissando is a slide between two pitches. You'll hear this on piano, harp, and trombone. Now, rhythm, the R in DRP Smith. Rhythm is the pattern of long and short sounds and silences. Syncopation means placing accents on the offbeats, the weak beats of the bar, rather than the strong beats. This creates a sense of energy and unpredictability, and it's a defining feature of jazz, pop, and many world music styles. Ostinato is a short, repeated rhythmic or melodic pattern. A driving ostinato in the bass can create momentum and tension. Dotted rhythms create a lilting, bouncy feel. Triplets divide a beat into three equal parts. Instrumentation. The I in DRP Smith refers to the choice and combination of instruments. In your areas of study, you need to know the standard orchestral families: strings, woodwind, brass, and percussion. You should be able to identify instruments by their timbre, that's their tone color or quality of sound. A muted trumpet has a very different timbre to an open trumpet. A solo violin sounds very different to a full string section. When analyzing film music, think about how the composer uses specific instruments to represent characters or emotions. This is called a leitmotif technique. Structure. The S in DRP Smith is the overall plan or form of a piece. Key structures include binary form, that's AB, where there are two contrasting sections. Ternary form, ABA, where the opening section returns after a contrasting middle section. Rondo form, ABACA, where the main theme keeps returning. Theme and variations, verse-chorus structure in pop music. And sonata form in classical and romantic orchestral music with exposition, development, and recapitulation sections. Melody, the M in DRP Smith. Melody is the main tune or line. Think about whether it's conjunct or disjunct, its range, is it narrow or wide? Its shape, does it rise, fall, or arch? And whether it uses sequences, which are short melodic patterns repeated at a different pitch. Finally, harmony, the H in DRP Smith. Harmony refers to the simultaneous sounding of notes to create chords. Diatonic harmony uses notes from the main key and sounds stable and pleasant. Chromatic harmony introduces notes outside the key, creating tension. Dissonance refers to clashing, unresolved harmonies that create tension. Consonance refers to stable, resolved harmonies. A perfect cadence, chords 5-1, gives a strong sense of ending. An imperfect cadence, ending on chord 5, sounds unfinished and keeps the music moving forward. Right, now let's talk exam technique. This is where marks are really won and lost. The biggest mistake candidates make is using vague, everyday language instead of musical terminology. If you write "the music gets louder," you will not get the mark. You need to write "a crescendo leads to a fortissimo dynamic." If you write "the music is fast," you will not get the mark. Write "the allegro tempo creates a sense of urgency." Every time you identify an element, you must also explain the effect it creates. This is the difference between a grade 4 and a grade 7 answer. For the 8-mark comparison question, this is really important. You must structure your answer by element, not by extract. So don't write everything about extract A and then everything about extract B. Instead, write a paragraph about dynamics in both extracts, then a paragraph about tempo in both extracts, and so on. This shows the examiner you are genuinely comparing, not just describing. Use connective phrases like "in contrast," "similarly," "whereas," and "both extracts use." When the question says "suggest a feature," use your knowledge of the area of study. If the extract sounds like a Baroque concerto, suggest terrace dynamics, a harpsichord continuo, or a ritornello structure. If it sounds like film music, suggest a leitmotif, chromatic harmony, or tremolo strings. Context is everything. For your composition portfolio, make sure you include detailed performance directions, dynamics, markings, articulation markings, and tempo indications. Examiners cannot give you marks for technical control if there are no markings on the score. Even if you are composing on a DAW, include a written commentary explaining your dynamic and articulation choices. Now, a quick-fire recall quiz. Cover up your notes and see how many of these you can answer. Ready? Question 1. What is the Italian term for gradually getting louder? That's crescendo. Question 2. What is the difference between terrace dynamics and graduated dynamics? Terrace dynamics jump suddenly between levels, Baroque style. Graduated dynamics change gradually, Romantic style. Question 3. What does pizzicato mean? Plucking the strings instead of using the bow. Question 4. Name 3 texture types. Monophonic, homophonic, and polyphonic. Question 5. What does rubato mean? The performer takes expressive freedom with the tempo. Question 6. What is syncopation? Placing accents on the offbeats or weak beats of the bar. Question 7. What is the DRP Smith acronym for? Dynamics, rhythm, pitch, structure, melody, instrumentation, texture, harmony. How did you do? If you got all 7, brilliant, you're in great shape. If you missed some, go back and review those sections. Let's wrap up. The use of musical elements is the thread that runs through every single part of your GCSE music course. It connects your listening exam, your performance, and your composition. The key messages to take away are these. Always use Italian terminology. Never say loud, say forte or fortissimo. Always explain the effect. Don't just identify, analyze. Use DRP Smith to make sure you cover all elements systematically. Know the difference between terraced and graduated dynamics for your historical comparisons. And in your composition, mark up your score with dynamics and articulation to access the highest mark bands. You've got this. Keep listening actively to music every day, not just passively, but analytically. Ask yourself, what are the dynamics doing here? What's the texture? How is the composer using articulation to create this effect? The more you practice active listening, the more natural it will feel in the exam. Good luck with your revision, and I'll see you in the next episode. Keep going, you're doing brilliantly.